Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Happy hour for the party girls.
Hey guys, it's Maddie and Lo. Welcome back to another episode. We have a lot in store for you. And we actually just recorded an episode with one of our friends. She has her own podcast and she interviewed us about PGB. So head on over to the 20-somethings podcast. And Ashling is the host. She is so awesome. She's really good at what she does. And show her some love. Show yes. us some love.
Show everybody love. Girl yeah. power.
Yeah, so head on over to her account, her podcast, and take a look at our interview.
Yes, it was so much fun. I'm glad we did it. And I'm glad I got to meet Ashling. It was super cool because you knew Ashling a little, right?
Yeah. We met at a bar.
Yeah. Where else?
How I meet all my friends.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I can so see her doing that for a career. Her voice is so perfect for interviews, for everything. It's a great podcast, the 20-something podcast. Go check it out. We love her. We love the podcast. We love it all.
So today we have a sponsored drink of the week.
So today we are drinking Coffee Over Cardio, which is a woman-owned brand of high-quality Arabica bean coffees, creamers, and hydrates with the most yummy flavors of messy cinnamon bun, French toast, birthday cake, toasted coconut, and so many more. Everything they carry is zero calories, zero carbs, sugar-free, gluten-free, and keto-friendly. With Coffee Over Cardio, the options are endless, as they also carry K-cup versions of their ground coffee, or you can purchase their cold brew maker and try out their On the Rocks cold brew. If you go to their website, coffeeovercardio.com, you'll see they have an option to donate to delivering coffee care packages to hospitals and medical staff around the country. Coffee Over Cardio is more than just great coffee. It's a whole community of boss babes helping each other live their best and healthiest lives. Now, you know, we aren't just drinking coffee for the drink of the week. So I'm going to be honest, we did add a little bit of Bailey's into it to spice up the day. So just a little. That's optional if you guys want to try a little Bailey's in your Coffee Over Cardio. But if not, it's amazing. They have decaf, regular. They have so many options you can choose from. It's one of the best coffees I've ever had. The flavor is amazing.
It tastes so good. And we made it cold too and put some creamer in it. And it was so good, especially the messy bun.
Because they have so many creamers to match the coffees. So not only is your coffee messy bun, you can have chocolate donut creamers or cinnamon bun creamer. And all of it is zero cal, zero sugar, zero carb. It's perfect.
Yes. And again, we put some Bailey's in it because it's not happy hour unless it's happy hour.
Exactly. We had to do it.
Yeah. And it tastes good.
Yeah.
So thank you, Coffee Over Cardio. We are definitely going to buy some more coffee when we run out.
We are definitely a fan, for sure.
Yes. So today, we are talking about the dreaded friendship breakups. I am talking about the hardest breakups you will ever have to go through when your best friend or a really good friend of yours and you stop being friends. The one that's hard to get over, heartbroken for life, and you'll always have a little special piece of them, even if you're not friends. And it's hard. We're telling you how to get through it, how we've gotten through ours, because we have had our fair share of friendship breakups over the years.
Oh, yeah. And it's still, like, we still think about those old friends. They're always going to have a little place in your heart. You'll always miss them a little.
Yeah, and it stings, man. It stings a lot. So we're going to go through that with you because we know that you guys probably have a friend or two you aren't talking to at the moment or will never talk to again. And it hurts, not going to lie.
It's kind of worse than a real breakup.
Yeah,
it is worse than a real breakup.
It is. Then we're also going to go into Lauren and I's friendship fights
yes.
that we had and how we get through our own friendship mini little breakup tiffs.
Yes, we haven't had an actual breakup yet, but we have had little tiffs. Hopefully no real breakup in the future for us.
Nah, everyone never. Wants to see it though.
They do. I feel like everybody is waiting for it.
Everyone's rooting for us to break up.
Because like if we do, it's bad. It's going to be explosive. It's going to be like G-Eazy and Halsey's breakup, Saturday Night Live, her calling him out for cheating. It's going to be huge.
Yeah. So
go out with a bang.
Hopefully that will never happen.
No, I'm all saying it like smiling and laughing.
She has a whole plan executed and ready to go when she cross her.
Yeah.
So getting over a friendship breakup. Personally, I feel like it's hard. I feel like you don't really ever get over it.
I don't think so. Because it's usually bad friendship breakups are usually a very close friend you spend so much time with. You get comfortable and used to talking to them all the time, FaceTiming them, texting. Maybe you even live with them or kind of live with them. You're there every day, you know? So it's hard when you guys stop talking or whatever, something bad happens, or maybe you just like drift apart, grow apart. It's hard and it takes time, you know, like time heals all. It's true though, it hurts, but you will get over it. And who knows, maybe in the future you guys will reconcile, be friends again, but if not, that's okay.
And I think too, from experience, my own friendship breakups, a lot of the time it was kind of miscommunication. And I think when you're angry, you kind of say things you don't mean, and it's so hard going back from that.
And a lot of times you can tell in the moment, oh shit, this is a different type of fight. Oh shit, this is probably gonna be the end. Or you just feel like, oh shit, this is it. Like, we just ruined this whole thing. Like,
yeah.
You can tell when it's the breakup about to happen, you know?
There's always that one friend that you're not friends with anymore that you miss.
Oh yeah.
You really care about them or cared about them, and you still do. And from my own personal experiences, I've had friends that I don't even speak to anymore, and I'm okay. Like, I remember the moment, and I remember the fights, and I remember the good times, but like, I don't need them in my life. I don't ever need them in my life again. Then there's the really, really hard ones where I wish I could go out and catch up with this certain person, you know, like going from doing everything together when you wake up to when you go to bed, or being you're their emotional outlet and they're yours, and going from such a close friendship to absolutely nothing. And in my case, we were still roommates, so having to see them every day, having to watch them, you know, live their life but not being a part of it is hard.
It is really hard. And I guarantee you, if you're listening to this, you have an idea of the person you're thinking of in your head. When you hear that friendship breakup, I automatically think of one person. Yeah. I know you think of one person, and it hurts. You think of all the good times, and you think of, damn, I wish I could text them about this funny thing, like an inside joke or just anything, and you can't, or you text them and you're blocked, or you know, like, it's hard. It really is. But a lot of times, like Maddie and I always say, things happen for a reason. And if they were supposed to be in your life, they would be. It sucks. It's hard. Just like a regular breakup. But it's almost worse because, like Maddie said, they know everything. They've seen you at your lowest, your highest, your mental breakdowns, your worst times, you're puking in the toilet looking disgusting, all drunk as shit. There's so many things they've been through with you that it's hard to just erase those memories and be okay with not having that person anymore.
And going off of, you know, everything happens for a reason, through these friendship breakups, I've met people who I wouldn't have met if we didn't have a fight, you know?
Yeah. AKA the best person she's ever met in her life, me.
Yo, it all leads back to you, baby.
It's always about me, okay? I'm the star. Just kidding.
No, but it's funny because I had a best friend and then it ended. And then I ended up moving in with five guys, frat boys, in a house. And that was because I didn't have anyone to hold on to anymore. So I needed a place to stay. Then once I moved into that house, I met my best friend there and we would do everything together. And then that friendship broke off. And then I met my ex-boyfriend because of that. And I wouldn't have met my ex if it wasn't for living in that house and our friendship breakup. Then on top of that, when me and my boyfriend broke up, you know, I met you. And so leading it all happens for a reason. And in the moment, it is the worst feeling in the world. You want to cry. You want to punch a wall. You want to tell them to go F themselves and never talk to you again. But at the end of the day, it's meant to happen the way it's supposed to happen.
And it's kind of odd. Maddie and I, we have so many similarities. It's just bizarre. But in college, I also had a best friend. He was my absolute partner in crime, did everything together.
Matching tattoos.
Yes, my first tattoo. Everyone always joked, like, you guys are inseparable. You guys never leave each other alone. Do you guys get, like, anxious when you're apart? Or we literally spent the night at each other's place. Well, actually, we lived together for a little bit. And then when I moved out, I would stay with him. He would stay with me. It was always us two. Always. And then my last year of college, kind of had a friendship breakup, but it was odd because it didn't seem like there was really a reason, which is a really hard one because you're like, what the fuck did I do? What happened? Like,
there's no closure.
No,
there's no
at
like,
all.
Yeah.
But again, everything happens for a reason. He was kind of my crutch. He was my everything. I told him everything. He knew everything. Like, we just were each other's person. And once we kind of had that friendship breakup and we stopped hanging out, stopped talking, I was super lonely. It was hard because you stop hanging out with other people. Once you have that best friend, you don't want to hang out with anyone else. You want to just do stuff with them, FaceTime them, whatever, you know? Especially if you guys kind of run in the same crowd. That's also hard because then the friends either are trying to pick a side or they don't want to pick a side. It gets messy. It's funny because Maddie had her friendship breakup kind of similar to when and where in college and everything. I had mine, and it kind of just, the stars aligned and we were both lonely and miserable and clung on to each other.
Do you ever try and like reignite old friendships?
Well, it's a hard one because that friend, and I'm sure you too feel the same way, where I will always have a spot in my heart for him. He could call me from jail and say, I don't have anybody else. Can you please come bail me out? And I'd be there. I don't know if he knows that, but I would.
Yeah.
You know, I would do anything for him still.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you and your old best friends, there's a lot you would do anything. You would drop anything for. And especially you. You're so selfless. Like, you would. Like, even friends that aren't even that great friends or didn't have a breakup, she'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, I could come help you. Like, she just would. That's just the type of person she is. But no, I definitely have been the bigger person and, like, reached out, which actually this past month, I reached out to a friend that was a best friend, and we kind of got into an argument about 7 months ago and didn't really speak.
It's weird because it doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
No,
it doesn't. Like, I feel like it was just a month ago,
right?
And then you're over it and you guys are friends again.
Yeah, no, it was, I thought it was forever and I was sad. She blocked me on like everything, but I ended up reaching out over Instagram through like a different account. And she said that she was scared to reach out to me because she thought I was mad and she's missed me. And again, like you said, miscommunications. It was just a big blow up. It really didn't need to happen. We didn't have to go 7 months without talking.
And I think in the heat of the moment, it's easy to say things you don't mean, really dig in and hurt somebody because you can and because you're angry.
Yeah. When you're mad, you can say it all.
Especially you, Lo. When Lauren is mad, she is the devil, to be completely honest.
I'm scared of myself. Like, am I going to get mad at myself one day? Like, what?
Yeah,
oh
and then
God.
Just, like, have a whole inner... In our midlife crisis.
Every day I have inner midlife crisis.
Yeah, miscommunication, mistakes, and you learn that the more you fuck up a relationship. I feel like the more friends you lose, the more you kind of look back and you learn from all the mistakes that you've made and all the mistakes that they've made. And sometimes like it's awesome to be the person to reach out and to be the person to suck in their pride, suck in their ego, because we all have one. We all hate being the bigger person. Like, I hate it, but I do it anyway, but I hate it. And sometimes it works in your favor to be the bigger person because like you and your friend had, it was just a huge misunderstanding, miscommunication. And a lot of the time it's kind of over text. Like, I feel like me and you, that's how we fight. Is we miscommunicate. Like, we read a text message so differently than what you meant.
Maddie, if she sends me a text and it has like an emoji smiley face, I take that as, okay, this bitch is being sarcastic. Fuck her. Like, what the fuck? She's obviously annoyed with me. Like, what the fuck? And really, it could have just been like, she's just trying to be polite. She just added a fucking smiley face.
Which is funny because it's because I don't usually use emojis.
I know. So I think something's up.
So like when I do, she's like, oh, this bitch hates me. This bitch is doing something.
Yeah. That's so bad.
And
no,
then,
but I do think that.
And then I am always on the defense. She'll write this whole text message. I just assume that it's in this like narcissistic, mean tone when it could just be a little bit of criticism. And I do that to her too. And in person, if we had that same exact conversation, it would just turn out very differently.
Oh, if we were in person and we have something to critique about each other or the podcast, the blog, whatever, it's so productive. It's so like, yeah. I'm glad. Thank you for telling me that. And same with her. She's like, oh, let me fix that right now. We're excited to be criticized by each other.
And it comes out with such new creative ideas.
Like, always,
it turns into something really beautiful and worthwhile.
Yeah. No, yeah, it does. As opposed to texting, it's like, dude, fuck you, bitch. I work so hard on this, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. We don't really say that to each other, but in our minds, you know,
we're like pissed. Ugh. Yeah. That's the thing about texting and fighting. If you're a texter and you're constantly texting people and getting in fights, just know it's probably you. It's probably your texting. Just call them, FaceTime them, do something that you could see their emotions.
That's probably one of our biggest tips for that, to avoid fighting with your bestie, is not over text. Don't do it over text. If you guys are getting irritated and the paragraphs start flying,
start flowing,
yeah, don't do that. Call each other, or just take a little chill pill, take a break, and in a couple hours text them back and say, hey, do you want to call me or whatever. Don't keep texting and fighting. It's just gonna get worse, especially when you're mad. Don't make decisions and say things when you're pissed. It's not gonna end well.
Especially because words do hurt. Even though you're not trashing their car and their apartment because you hate them so much, someone's words can still dig deep, and you could still remember it till this day. And I remember words till this day. It's hard to not forget when it's about you, or when somebody is saying something malicious or like mean about you or to you. It's hard to forget. So know that words do matter, and be aware of what you're saying, and be more communicative and less combative.
No, it's true. Sometimes I would prefer someone just punch me in the face instead of like talking shit, because sometimes people say mean things and it stings, it hurts, and it kind of doesn't leave your memory because you're self-conscious about it now. It's been brought up. It's on your mind, and then you're caught thinking, I wonder if they always think this about me, or I wonder blah, 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 you know, just it's repetitive in your mind, just remembering what they had said about you. And it could have just been in the heat of the moment. It could have been just because they were mad. They could have just made it up. It doesn't always have to be a super malicious like thing towards you. It could have just been they were mad, but it sticks with you and it hurts. And just because they said it when they were mad and they go back and say, oh, you know, I was mad, I didn't mean it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's great, but it still hurts and it still stuck with me. So maybe you shouldn't have said it. Like, you know, like it sucks. Like sometimes people say things they don't mean, but they've already said it. The damage is done.
Yeah, you can't go back.
No.
You just have to move forward. Mm-hmm. And if you fight with your best friends, you're not alone. I think when you're constantly around somebody, you live with somebody, you do every single thing together, you are bound to fight. You are bound to get angry with each other and get into tiffs. As long as you know that and like you know how to handle that, your friendship won't go away.
Yeah.
Your friendship won't break up. You will have them for life because you do communicate like an actual person instead of in the moment being malicious and setting their stuff on fire.
And I think another good tip would be, don't go to bed angry or upset with your best friend. I guess if you guys are taking a little break or something, like that's one thing. I would never suggest taking a break because it just prolongs the conversation that you guys need to have. But sometimes you need a day or two to cool off. If you guys do get into like an argument during the day or whatever, try and make up by the end of the night. You don't want to prolong it. That's your best friend. You guys got in an argument, make up, get over it. You don't need to go to bed worrying and anxious and upset and wondering, oh, is this it? I wonder if she hates me forever now, or just figure it out.
From experience, I say what I feel. My heart is on my sleeve and I will say stuff and it sucks. And a lot of the time I can't handle people who don't just say things in the moment because I say things in the moment. So if somebody ignores me and is passive aggressive towards me, like especially a friend, it's so hard. I get myself more angry thinking about what they're probably thinking and not not texting me and not telling me how they feel, because I want them to just tell me how they feel. This is what happened. This is how I feel, because your feelings are valid. My feelings are valid, and get over it. I'm allowed to say things that I feel, and if I'm allowed to do it, so is the other person. And you just have to like take it and understand where they're coming from. If they think you're overshadowing them in a sport that you guys both play, I don't know, but like that's a stupid fight. But if that's the case, then you know, you let them say that. You let them say how they feel, and it will feel better for them, and it'll feel better for you, because you always need criticism. We all need criticism in our lives, and I'd rather somebody tell me that I'm doing this wrong as a friend so I can fix it than somebody who just decides to ghost me and never talk to me again for no, like, I don't know why. There's no reason, but there is a reason to them. I just don't know it.
Yeah, it's communication is key, completely, because I would rather that too. I would rather, let's just get it over with. Let's talk it out. Let me know what I did to hurt you or upset you. I'll let you know what you did to upset me, hurt me. And how can we not do that in the future? Just be adults, be mature about it. Everybody has feelings. Everybody has shitty days. Everybody has days where they're a little more on edge, you know, and it happens. You're gonna fight with your best friend. You're going to. There's not one relationship, romantic or friendship or whatever, that doesn't get into arguments. Every single person does. It's normal. If you're not arguing, you're not really best friends.
Yeah, and it's all about compromise.
Mm-hmm.
We all handle things differently, and we all take things personally differently, if that's even how you say it. We're all, you know, me and Lauren are not the same person. I know it sounds like I'm basically talking to myself 24/7, but we're very different. The way we handle things are very different. The way we feel about things, very different. And that's because we are two different people with different backgrounds, different coping mechanisms. And you kind of have to take it upon yourself to understand your best friend, understand how they cope with things, and be there for them in the way that they want you to be there for them, you know?
I like that you said that, because again, shocker, I know, but Maddie and I aren't the same person. I actually have had kind of a hard time with figuring out how to help you and let you speak without me trying to jump and give you the conclusion or an answer or whatever.
A similar situation.
Yeah, I'm always trying to be a fixer. I want to help and fix and say, oh, you're not alone. I've been there too, or whatever. Sometimes people don't care. They don't want to hear that. They're upset. They're sad. They don't want to hear your story about how you went through it too. They want someone to listen. They just want to get it off their chest. They just want to talk and have someone to hear them. And that is something that can get people into arguments and fights too. It's just all about knowing your best friend, knowing your friends' emotions, how they handle things, what ticks them off, what helps them when they're down, you know? Whereas me, I like when people say, oh, I've been there too. This is my experience, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. This is how you can get over it. I like that. Whereas Maddie, she just wants to talk. She wants someone to listen. And that's valid. That's good. That's okay. And I need to be a good best friend and listen how she wants without talking over her and all that. And that right there alleviates an argument. Their arguments can stem from anything. And a lot of the times they are avoidable.
And it's funny because, okay, out of the two of us, I'm definitely the more emotional. But Lauren is the more not affectionate. She needs hugs and comfort, and needs somebody to just like tell her everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm not like that. Like, I would hate it if somebody hugged me while I was crying. We've gotten in fights because of it. Like,
yeah, no, I've tried to like give her a hug and hold her, and she's like, what the fuck are you doing? Get off me.
I know. Because when I cry, even though I cry a lot and I'm more emotional, I don't want hugs. I don't want kisses. I don't want somebody to comfort me. I just want somebody to listen. Because growing up, I've always felt like, you know, my parents are super loud. My brother's loud. All my friends, I was never the star in the musicals. I was never like the go-to girl that everyone wants to be or everyone wants to be friends with or whatever, and in high school too. And so now, stemming from that, I have this value in listening. I truly will listen to somebody, but I want to be listened to. So you don't know somebody. When me and Lauren first met each other, you know, started an entire company, got some matching tattoos a year later, like, but we didn't know each other. We've spent more time in a pandemic than we have outside of it. We definitely have to get to know each other. And I just think a lot of the time, people like to talk more than they like to listen. And there's not enough people listening, and there's too many people talking. People always have the right thing to say, or know what the better choice is, or know what to do and tell you what to do and all these things, but no one is really listening to anyone. They're just listening to themselves, and they like to talk. It's hard because I believe in that so much, but like Lauren doesn't know that. Lauren didn't know that when we met each other.
Yeah, and it's like she said, I want the hugs and everything's gonna be okay. My parents didn't give me affection growing up, so I want that. I want
Guys,
it.
We are fucked up.
Yeah. Maddie, no one listened to her growing up, so she wants that. Like, we have to learn each other's needs, and it's different for everybody. Like, Maddie just wants to talk and be listened. I want the hugs. That's okay. You don't have to force it onto somebody else. I don't have to make Maddie like the hugs. I just, you know, like I just want her to give them to me.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, when I'm sad, she hugs me. When she's sad, I sit here quietly and listen. Like, yeah. And we learned that over time because we did get into a couple arguments over it.
Yeah, we've had some really, really bad arguments,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, number one lesson though, don't ever fight when you're drunk.
Yes.
Because in the beginning of our friendship, you know, it's like the honeymoon friendship phase.
Yeah.
And then there started when we really started to get to know each other, we started fighting and telling like our own truths when we were intoxicated.
Yeah.
So we would have fights a lot of the time because, you know, we were drunk and
stupid.
And that is not the way to be honest with somebody, because although people say like drunk words are sober thoughts.
I don't think so.
But I don't think so. I think you're more emotional. So I think it's sober and drunk. There's a middle. There's a middle of how you really feel. So don't be upset if your friend is drunk and tells you mean things, because a lot of the time they're just emotionally driven by their anger or their upsetness.
And they're just being dumb. Like, there's so many times where I was drunk and I said shit or did shit that I'm like, oh my God, what the, that wasn't me. Like, I don't really think drunk words are sober thoughts or drunk actions are sober. I don't think that. Honestly, if you guys get into a fight when you're drunk, just wake up the next morning, laugh it off. Like, it's not the time to have a friendship breakup when you're drunk. It's really not. And speaking of friendship breakups, Maddie, I have a question. Do you think if you have a friendship breakup, should you delete all traces of them off of social media?
Ooh, that's hard.
I know.
Because personally, like, this is bad, but I'm still social media friends with like someone who was, you know, my best friend at one point. And he's now in a very happy relationship and with someone I know. It's really cool, but it's still hard for me because I'm like, damn, like, I wish I was there to see you experience that. But I saw it through social media. And like, that's a good compromise, but it's sad because I'm like, damn, like, how did that fucking happen? I need to know, because I knew her when she liked this guy and then this and this and then you, like, it's definitely hard to see them grow and grow old. And you're like, damn, I wish I was there, you know. What about you?
I still follow all of my friends. I've never blocked any friends that I've gotten arguments with. I've been blocked. I've been unfollowed. But I won't.
Same.
Yeah. I won't do the unfollowing or the blocking. I'm not the type that would ever air it out on social media. Like, I would never do any subtweeting. Like, I think that's stupid. I think that's ridiculous. I don't know about, like, deleting pictures. What do you think? Like, I recently deleted a bunch of crap off my Instagram because I had, I just want to start all over. I don't know.
She had a mid-20s crisis.
Yeah, I did. I had a crisis. I deleted it all. I want a new vibe. I don't know. I don't know. But, as for deleting pictures that were on my Instagram of old friends, I still keep the pictures.
Do they delete them? Do you know if they deleted them?
There has been some people that have deleted the pictures.
I definitely did once to one friend.
Did you?
She broke my heart.
Yeah.
But I definitely did. I always check up on her though. Like, all my friends, I always check up on. Like, my old friends, I'm like, I hope they're doing okay. There's only one person that I genuinely can say they can go fuck themselves. I'm sorry, but, and I'm not that type of person.
No, she's
but,
not. So you know this bitch is bad. Like, it's a bad person.
It's a guy.
Oh, it's a guy. You know this jerk is mean, bad.
No, he's the only person that I will say, I don't care if this sounds bad, but I don't care if you're in a ditch and have a funeral coming up or if you are still alive and thriving. Both times, like, I'm treating you like you don't exist because you really fucked with me and you really fucked with my life. And it wasn't a relationship. It wasn't like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. So it was a friendship. And that's the only person that I'll say, go, you don't exist to me.
Yeah.
But every other friend that, you know, had a falling out with, or if people had a falling out with me and just stopped talking to me because I've been blocked, I've been talked about like I'm a bad friend, I've been all those things, and it hurts, but I don't go out of my way to like care.
Yeah, which is good because they're not in your life anymore. You shouldn't.
Because you can't be malicious. You have to just stay classy. As terrible as that sometimes feels, like, you have to stay classy. Don't set their stuff on fire. Don't send them a large text about how they're stupid for thinking this and you are a good friend. Whatever it is, don't do that. You need to have self-control. Have it in you to understand where they're coming from and be okay. Because a lot of the time, you will not get closure. I have a girl who still hates my guts till this day. Still don't know why, but she just doesn't like me. And I think she just unblocked me like a month ago. I just checked because like she was tagged in something, but I still have no idea what I did. And I have to be okay with the fact that someone just doesn't want to be around me, doesn't want to be my friend.
And that's so hard, but a lot of times that's going to be the case where you don't get closure. We're not in a movie, you know, we don't get the perfect ending we always want.
I wish.
Right? Fuck. Yeah. A lot of times you won't get closure. A lot of times you just have to be okay with not being in that person's life anymore and check up on them, see how they're doing, see how their life is going, because you still have that little piece of them in your heart. But if you are still upset and you're still like emotional over it, I would say don't check on them, don't look at their stuff until time's gone by and you're ready. And, you know, maybe in a couple years or whatever, you reach out to them and, you know, you guys go get coffee or go to drink or something. People change. Someone could hate your guts and a couple years later, you guys are back to being friends, you know, but it doesn't always work out how you want. You just have to be okay with yourself and your actions because you can't control them and their actions.
Kill them with kindness.
Yes.
My biggest thing. Every single person, even though you want to fucking throw eggs at their car, you can't. Kill them with kindness. If they want to talk bad about you, stay classy, baby. Yeah. Don't stoop to their level. Just be happy that you have you at the end of the day. That's it. You have you. And you have to understand that other people and their perceptions might not be right. You know, it might not be the truth, but you know in your heart what kind of person you are. You know in your heart the malicious intent versus a non-malicious intent. And you know if you are overstepping or you're not. So just be okay with the fact that, like, not everyone will see you as a good person, even if you are the most kindest, nicest, perfect person, you know? Not everyone will see you like that.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's, I think, kind of been a hard one. Even, I know you have said that you struggled with, you know, being okay with the fact that some people might not like you, or some people look at you differently than most people see you, or that you see yourself. And you gotta be okay with that. You have to know who you are. Know your morals, know where you stand, and that's all that matters.
I really want people to truly see me for my heart. I did have trouble understanding, like, that some people are just gonna not like you, because I just want someone to come inside of my body. That's what she said. No.
I know. I was like, wait, where are we going with this combo? Like, my God.
But I want someone to come inside of me. Oh, why? No. How do I say this in a non-sexual way?
Oh, God.
Okay. I just want somebody to see my heart.
There we go.
For what it is. Me and Lauren, we've gotten so good at the art of fighting with each other. We now are so good at compromising. And, like, to be completely honest, we fight mostly about Party Girl Bible.
Yeah.
It's our baby. It's our life. Like, it's something we want to do for the rest of our lives. So we fight a lot about it because we have two different visions. And even if they're parallel, they still are different because mm-hmm. we're different people. And like her design versus my design and her creativity and my creativity are just different. So a lot of the times, even if it's about a font, like she might like one font and I like the other. So what we have to do is we have to compromise, even if we hate each other in the moment because they don't like my font and I love that font and it's annoying.
And it's funny. That sounds like she just made that up. No, that was an actual fight.
Yeah.
Like I think that's happened like three times.
It still happens.
About a font.
When she tells me after I did this whole thing and she's like, can you change the font? And I'm like,
yeah,
I want to cry.
No, I know. Or I'll have a font and I'm like, oh my God, I'm obsessed.
And or like the whole design. And I'm like, this. Yeah. How do you not get defensive? It's your art. It's mm-hmm. your work.
We are getting better at that though, for sure. Because you have to realize not all the time. It's not personal all the time. No. You know, she's not saying she hates me. She hates the font. The font's
not
me.
You didn't make the font.
Yeah, I didn't make it. I didn't graphically design the font. I don't know.
If you did, I would probably still hate it.
You would still hate it. I would still have to redo it. But that's okay. No. That's compromise. Baby.
Yeah, and it's not like compromising and then making it my idea or compromising and for her idea. It always ends up just way better anyway mm-hmm. when I don't like something about hers and she doesn't like something about mine. So instead we combine it and we make it 10 times bigger, 10 times better than what it was before.
Life isn't fair. Life is all about compromise, and you will never make every single person happy and like you.
And so next time you're fighting with your best friend, just remember that fights happen. You're made to fight or flight, baby. Like, we're made to do one or the other, but don't flight. Don't leave. Stay and compromise and communicate and use your words and hopefully in person and not over text.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you're missing, you know, old friends, but know that something better always comes. Friendships end so new ones can come together. And it's true. It happens. We are your examples. Mm-hmm. And now we have an entire future empire because of the friendships we lost and because of the things that have happened with other people and what we've learned.
Yeah, and a lot of it is a learning experience. Don't be too hard on yourself if maybe it was your fault the friendship broke up, you know? And one door closes, two more opens, you know? So don't be too hard on yourself. Don't go to bed angry. Listen to your best friend. Be communicative. And don't pop off in the heat of the moment. You remember that you love that person. That is your best friend. You love her or him. Don't be too vicious, you know?
And end every friendship, try to at least on good terms. You never want any bad blood. You want to just keep your life positive and manifest nothing but the best for yourselves. Because you deserve it. So this was a heavy topic, but I enjoyed it. I feel like I got something out of it, and I feel like you did too.
Yeah, no, I mean, sometimes even just talking about this stuff helps.
It's like you're a therapist, guys.
Yeah.
And we're your clients.
Clients?
We are fucked up clients.
Yeah, fucking
damn.
Help us. Oh my God.
Anyway, thanks for listening this far. We will be here next week as well. And we're going to try and do as many podcasts as possible. It's been hard, so we've been very
spotty
with it. But we know you guys listen. We actually are number like 15 in Antigua and Barbados.
Yes. I don't know where these places are, but we are hitting
Apple
the charts.
Apple told us that we hit that chart. So thank you.
Thank you, everybody from Antigua. I love you. We love you.
Yes. We adore you guys. And thank you for listening. It means a lot. Sometimes it feels like we're just talking to ourselves.
I know.
But then like we look and there's a lot of people that actually do listen.
I know. I forget. Sometimes I'm like, this is kind of dumb. I'm just talking. Like, is anyone going to hear this? And then I'm like, oh, thousands of people actually do hear this. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week. And till then, follow us on all of our socials, personals, message us, Party Girl Bible, anything. We are at Party Girl Bible on Instagram. Sign up for our members only page, partygirlbible.com, and follow us on Happy Hour with Maddie and Lo. Your happiest hours
with Maddie and Lo.
All right. Well, we will see you guys later, and we hope you enjoyed this as much as we did.
We're going to grab another cup of coffee over cardio, add a little more Bailey's, and call it a day.
Yes. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.